Et ma prière, Seigneur, c'est que, Seigneur, on puisse apprendre encore plus te connaître ce matin, Seigneur. Qu'on puisse plus te connaître pour mieux t'aimer, Seigneur. Seigneur, je veux que tu parles de mon cœur ce matin, Seigneur.
Father, we focus on you this morning. We bring ourselves before you, we submit ourselves to you. On est devant toi, on est soumis à toi. Father, give us your burden. Come, Father, your burden. Speak to us now from that. Lord, just remain before the Lord and understand that He wants to minister, He wants to use our situations and things to work in our lives. And so we just consecrate this time and just say, Lord, all that we're about is before you. By your Spirit, Lord, work. We have opportunities for distraction. And the Lord always means to take things like that and do a work in our heart that we might press it forward again. Always move forward. To not let the arrows and darts damage the Lord's work. So I woke up this morning, I began praying for a burden. I began praying because I know what it is to be burdened by the Lord. And burdens lead us to prayer. And I know that's true, and I am praying that we as a group are burdened. as we begin to really come down to the focal point.
Can I have a little chance?
We're going to Kepaquah.
Okay.
Kepaquah dialect.
Want to summarize it?
We've come to serve, not be served.
Nous venons pour servir et non être servi.
And that's one element.
Ça c'est un élément.
Of what a burden can be.
De qu'est-ce qu'un fardeau peut être.
There's a deception here in France.
Il y a une déception ici en France.
And it's a deception of light.
Une déception de lumière.
Light.
Of light.
De lumière.
If you can imagine Egypt for a moment.
Si vous pouvez visualiser pour un instant l'Égypte.
Because we take a lot of inspiration from the story of Israel in Egypt.
Donc beaucoup d'inspiration de l'histoire d'Israël.
The Israelis were, Israel was a slave to Egypt.
Israël était un esclave de l'Égypte.
And but Egypt was an incredible civilization.
Mais l'Égypte était une civilisation incroyable.
The people here in France are enslaved to an incredible civilization.
Les gens ici en France sont des esclaves à une civilisation incroyable.
I'm just praying the Lord begins to open our eyes.
Je prie que le Seigneur nous ouvre les yeux.
Because the message of light in France is there are no problems in France.
Parce que le message de la lumière que en France, c'est qu'il n'y a pas de problème en France.
And yet, there's a spiritual stronghold over the people.
Mais quand même, il y a une oppression spirituelle sur les gens.
That denies Christ.
Une forteresse.
That denies Christ.
Qui nie le Christ.
And the church here are like freed slaves. The church here act like slaves have been freed.
L'église ici agit comme des esclaves qui ont été libérés.
Do you get that sense when you're around the Christians here? They act like people who've been freed from slavery.
Est-ce que vous ressentez que les gens de l'église ici agissent de cette manière comme des esclaves libérés?
There's a certain desperation among them.
Il y a certaines
June says they seem joyful.
They
seem joyful, full of joy. But they're looking for a way to free the other slaves.
Ils cherchent un moyen pour libérer les autres esclaves.
And that's how they see us. They see us as a possible way to free other slaves.
Et c'est de cette manière qu'ils voient comme une façon de libérer les autres esclaves.
So we need to understand the Lord's heart in this.
Alors, nous devons comprendre le cœur de Dieu dans cette situation.
The message that comes right to us is there are no slaves.
Le message qui nous vient directement à nous, c'est il y a pas d'esclaves.
This is a glorious place, a glorious civilization.
C'est une civilisation magnifique.
And even we think about the south of the United States, where there was slavery.
Même quand nous pensons au sud des États-Unis avec l'esclavage.
Many aspects of the culture were beautiful.
Plusieurs aspects de la culture étaient émerveillants.
But there were freed slaves who risked their lives to free others.
Mais il y avait des esclaves libres qui ont risqué leur vie pour libérer d'autres esclaves.
It's ironic that one of the three mottos of the French Republic.
C'est ironique un des trois éléments du
motto.
Motto.
C'est quoi ça?
C'est le slogan de la France.
Motto.
D'autres c'est comme d'une mer à l'autre.
Ouais.
Eux c'est quoi?
C'est une tatane.
Ok, quel motto? Ok, c'est ça le motto?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ouais.
M-O-T-T. Devise,
oui, merci. Ils ont
tout
ça sur le mot. Devise. Égalité.
Devise. Égalité. Fraternité.
Liberté. Equality, brotherhood, and freedom. Is that right?
Yeah.
Equality, brotherhood, and freedom are the three. Égalité, fraternité, liberté. But the people aren't free.
Mais les personnes ne sont pas libres.
That's one.
C'est un.
The brotherhood is like it's artificial.
La fraternité
artificielle. It's true brotherhood is found in Christ.
C'est la vraie fraternité est trouvée en Christ.
And equality. Equality is a farce because everyone's equal except the church.
Et l'égalité est une farce, car
everyone is equal except the church.
Parce que tout le monde est égal sauf l'église.
So we need to see the slavery.
Alors nous devons voir l'esclavage.
And so I'm praying this morning as we continue that the Lord begin to give us, you know, eyes to see.
Alors je prie tout au long de ce matin durant ce qu'on va faire que le Dieu nous donne des yeux pour voir l'esclavage.
Any response to that so far?
Est-ce qu'il y a des réponses à ça là jusqu'à maintenant? Ou des commentaires?
Mm-hmm.
J'apprécie le rappel. stuff with Job has been a distraction. C'est la situation avec Job plus une distraction. Focus back what we're about. C'est bien de remettre notre focus sur qui nous sommes et comment nous sommes.
What we're about is unlocking the French heart.
Notre but, c'est d'ouvrir les cœurs des Français.
We can only trust the Lord to fashion the key.
Nous pouvons seulement faire confiance à Dieu de façonner la clé.
And we should expect that He will.
Nous devons
attendre
qu'il la façonne. Être en attente.
So what we want to do is we want to see that taking place.
Ce que nous voulons, c'est de voir les choses mettre en place.
And the things that He's bringing to us are meant to fashion us.
Et les choses qu'il amène à nous, c'est pour façonner ce que nous.
You know, we don't wake up in the morning and say, "Today I will fashion my life."
On se réveille pas le matin en disant aujourd'hui je vais façonner ma vie.
Today I will make all the changes that are necessary to reach the French heart.
Je vais faire tous les changements nécessaires pour rejoindre le cœur des Français.
Instead, we wake up and we say, "Lord, only You can fashion this."
Au lieu, on se réveille puis on dit au Seigneur, c'est seulement toi, Seigneur, qui peut façonner cette clé.
Are you with me so far? Guys, are you with me?
Understand?
So, Joe is meant to fashion. And the situation with the dinner was meant to fashion us.
La situation avec le dîner est faite pour nous former.
And there will be others.
Il y en aura d'autres.
But this morning I just went upstairs. I went upstairs. I told the lady who we see every day at lunchtime.
Ce matin, je suis allé voir la madame qu'on voit chaque déjeuner.
That there was confusion last night, and it was my fault.
Il y avait confusion hier soir et c'était de sa faute.
And that.
Wait,
but anyway, I told him it was confusion, it was my fault, and that we would get this straightened out. But that, you know, we discussed in our morning meeting that we you can get all this. That we this is one voice is causing trouble in the Auberge. It's up higher. It's not the staff.
Alors, on a discuté ce matin durant notre rencontre à 8h que c'est une voix qui est plus haut dans le management qui cause des problèmes, c'est pas le staff.
Yeah. So, let's be mature and not say the staff of the Auberge is all bad. And
alors, soyons matures et ne disons pas que tout le staff de l'Auberge est mauvais, méchant.
Yeah, they're against us, or against them.
Nous sommes contre eux.
We want to be Christ in every situation.
Nous voulons être Christ dans chaque situation.
Jesus said, it's not about food and drink.
C'est pas ça a pas rapport avec la nourriture ou le breuvage.
But these aren't the things that concern us.
C'est pas les choses qui nous concernent.
Us, do we care if we eat if it defames Christ?
Est-ce que ça nous dérange si on mange ou pas, si ça
defame.
Ça
translation, you see what breaks down fast.
It's important.
But you understand, do we care if we are hungry, if Christ is his reputation is messed up? So, this is probably the only chance the Auberge has to be pregnant with the church.
C'est probablement la seule opportunité pour l'Auberge d'être enceinte de l'Église.
We're in the belly of the Auberge.
On est dans le ventre de l'Auberge.
I mean, we're the Church of Jesus is in the belly of the Auberge.
L'Église de Dieu est dans le ventre de l'Auberge.
So I think we have to understand who we are.
Alors, nous devons comprendre qui nous sommes.
To understand what's possible.
Pour savoir qu'est-ce qui est possible.
If we don't realize that we're here to free slaves,
si nous ne réalisons pas que nous sommes ici pour libérer les esclaves,
understand that we're on a mission. The Lord's going to continue to fashion the mission.
Comprenez, on est sur une mission, et le Seigneur va continuer à nous former durant cette mission.
The spiritual forces that work against Christ are fully aware of that.
Les forces spirituelles qui combattent contre la mission de Dieu sont complètement au courant
de la bataille qui se passe.
For the believer, it's by faith that we see the battle also.
Pour le croyant, c'est par la foi que nous voyons le combat aussi.
It's by the Lord's Spirit and us following Him that we are able to partake in the battle.
C'est par l'Esprit de Dieu que nous pouvons suivre et participer au combat.
Our days are getting shorter.
Nos journées se raccourcissent.
And we're ready to, you know, like open the flower.
Nous sommes prêts à ouvrir la fleur.
You know, the perfume might come out.
Et que le parfum puisse sortir, puisse être dégagé.
So I think, for example, tonight around the concert.
Alors je pense que ce soir autour du concert.
When we're backstage.
Que nous sommes en arrière scène.
Me and the rest of us should be praying for what's happening on that stage.
Lui et le reste, on devrait prier pour ce qui se passe sur la scène.
I know for me, I need the Lord to burden me.
Et je sais que pour moi, j'ai besoin que Dieu me donne ce fardeau.
And I'm praying the same for all of us.
Le même pour chacun d'entre nous.
Clement of Bois is ready for us tonight. Am I right, Stephanie?
Mm-hmm.
Right. The situation with changing the location. The Lord has used to bless us. Because there's a sound system, like an emergency system in the town or something.
Parce qu'il y a un système de son ou d'eau-parleur dans le village.
And the mayor has gone on the sound system to tell everybody that there's a mistake and that the concert has been changed to a different location.
La maire est allée sur ce système pour dire à tout le village qu'il y a eu un erreur dans
because it's his,
l'endroit où nous allons jouer, alors tout le village est différent.
Yeah. Because it's his fault that the mistake was made.
Parce que c'est sa faute que l'erreur a été commise.
So everybody knew.
Alors tout le monde savait.
About the concert.
Savait
It's also outside, à l'extérieur, c'est outside, yeah?
C'est à l'extérieur.
Foyer municipal, so.
It's foyer municipal.
So, Carmen of Roy is ready for us. Are we ready for Carmen of Roy? Tomorrow, Pré-Cherique.
Demain, Pré-Cherique.
Pré-Cherique is the lowest village here.
Pré-Cherique est un village.
C'est le plus petit village. So, if people laugh about Pré-Cherique,
alors, si les gens rient de Pré-Cherique,
you know, Jesus wants to celebrate Pré-Cherique.
Jésus, lui, il veut célébrer Pré-Cherique.
So, this afternoon, we're going to send a team to Pré-Cherique.
Sorry, there's a scorpion in there.
Sorry,
I just looked at the page and there was a scorpion right there. What is it? Scorpion.
Man!
Here. They don't
care. Alright? Man. He pulled out the camera.
Yeah, take a picture, man.
I want to keep it.
Is it really?
You want to keep it? Yeah.
I've never seen that before.
What is it?
Okay, what family are they in?
I don't know, I just know they don't kill in front of us. They sting a lot.
That's the
it's
devil
sting.
Himself trying to destroy.
Sorry for that. I was like,
whoop! I'm
sorry.
So just
the girls,
the guys.
Yeah,
scorpion.
Looks like a scorpion.
Yeah, it's
scorpion.
Yeah,
it's
scorpion.
Excuse me.
What's your
new
pet?
What's your name?
It's Clark.
Be careful, this thing is black.
Yeah, it's distraction, guys.
What can I try and see?
It's gonna go to me.
It's right there.
Come on, arrête de essayer de passer.
It won't move anymore. Think she's
it's scared.
It's scared.
It's scared of her.
Natalie, she has fait plus peur.
Hey, let's give it.
Natalie, you sit on this.
Give me an edge.
Quel nom a eu d'un.
It's called Elise.
My mom used to.
What's that
mean? My mom used to feed those things in a laboratory when she was in college because she worked for a professor that was creating an anti-scorpion sting serum. She had to feed them cockroaches.
That's a fun job.
Why? Okay, that's definitely been enough distraction. Let's get back to it.
C'est sûr que ça peut pas faire
mal.
I'm not tearing my shoe. Here, kill the thing. Please? Or can you take it out? Tu l'as pas, rien que le mettre dans.
My shoe!
No, 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 don't kill it. Just take the glass and put it in.
Just John it.
Kill it.
John.
No, don't kill it.
John it, John it, John it, John it.
Y'all go ahead, I'll take care of the scorpion. Ah!
Je comprends pas. C'est quand même un truc. Je la pose
ça. We have separate.
You have it?
Oh. Yeah, really.
Someone open the door.
We'll flush it.
Put in someone's shoe.
Yeah.
Don't put it in the door.
ça va faire tellement croche, c'est quand tu tues.
I'm sorry for
je peux regarder tuer les petits
animaux. We're glad that you pointed that out.
Yeah, I know. I want to like stuff. It was pretty.
Je pense que je vais le venir.
Ok. C'est ma fille.
So, okay, so Jesus wants to walk through Combe des Bois, Jesus wants to walk through Frigeric, and Jesus wants to walk through Carcassonne.
Jésus veut marcher au travail de Frigeric, Combe des Bois et Carcassonne.
Well, he's not walking to Shred yet. We're not ready for Shred.
Did you squash it? Did you squash it?
No, no. Don't worry about it. I trust him. Before lunch, we'll even go upstairs and ask him to do. Okay, so let me say it again. I just want to circle the wagon. You know that expression in the Wild Wild West? You circle the wagons?
Yeah, absolutely. We do that on the farm, too.
C'est quoi?
Par un cercle avec des wagons. C'est des films de western.
Comme dans le Kiluk, ils sont tous en
route. Mais je ne savais pas ça.
It's for defense.
C'est une défense.
Why are you on the farm?
Well, we do it for to make sure there's nobody injured. To, you know.
Oh, you walk around it. I think, okay. Well, they made wagon circles to defend themselves.
Ils faisaient des cercles avec les wagons.
Les wagons.
Il y a des chevaux qui tiraient des grosses...
Oh, les charrettes.
You know the Tantan comic books?
Lucky Luke.
Non, Lucky Luke.
Lucky Luke, oui.
Oui, c'est les... Oui, c'est carré, je comprends. Je pensais que c'était des ballons de train.
But we want to, we'll say it again. Jesus wants to walk through Combe des Bois and Puy-Chéri. And Carcassonne. So, are we ready? We are not ready for Shred. But he will make us ready. So we need to trust him and be ready to respond. So, this afternoon in Puy-Chéri, we're going to go to announce the concert. So I want you to pray about whether or not you were on that team. If you're ready to be on that team, you should be on that team. If you're not ready to be on that team, you should ask the question, why not?
Vous n'êtes pas prêt pour être sûr faire partie de cette équipe, vous devriez vous demander pourquoi pas.
The mission in Puy-Chéri is to say Jesus loves you.
La mission dans Puy-Chéri, c'est de dire Jésus t'aime.
And he's coming tomorrow night.
Et il vient demain soir.
Just, you understand?
Our
So there's something happening. You know, we're learning. We're learning.
Well, in light of what Greg just said, I have been moved by God to seek the Lord out for a word of encouragement for every person on this team.
Il dit qu'il recherchait Dieu pour avoir un mot d'encouragement pour chaque personne dans l'équipe.
And I believe the Lord wanted me to do that while we were all together.
Parce que Dieu veut qu'il fasse ça pendant que toute l'équipe est ensemble.
So that we can all appreciate the Lord's encouragement to each person.
En plus, apprécier l'encouragement de Dieu pour chaque personne.
So, I'm going to begin sharing some words with everybody.
Donc, il va partager C'est moi avec chaque personne.
I may need to do some tomorrow too, but it might take a while.
Yeah, il va pas faire comme le temps, il va faire un peu de l'eau aussi quelques jours.
We'll just see. So please just receive these words as just, you know, the Lord's encouragement and the Lord's favor.
Donc recevez ça avec comme étant l'encouragement de Dieu puis la faveur de Dieu.
I'm going to read what I've written and I might add accordingly. So, what I've done is I have intertwined an American, Quebecois American type thing. So, I'm going to read it in French and English depending on who it is.
Okay, okay.
So, yes.
We can translate that one though.
Okay. Brendan. Your heart for people is always an enormous encouragement to me. I so appreciate how you always allow the joy of God to permeate every relationship that you have.
J'apprécie beaucoup que la joie de Dieu l'envahit, elle est partout avec les gens quand tu tiens les gens autour de toi.
I love your passion for Quebec.
J'aime ta passion pour le Québec.
It's so obvious to me that the Lord has branded you to be His mouthpiece in Montreal.
C'est certain que Dieu t'a amené là pour que tu sois sa bouche à Montréal.
You have so given yourself to what the Lord has called you to that I see you as a Québécois.
Tu t'es tellement donné pour le Québec qu'il te connaît maintenant comme un Québécois.
Your destiny in Quebec is only beginning.
Ta destinée au Québec a fait juste commencer.
I pray that the Lord's heart will be realized in your life daily.
Je prie que le cœur de Dieu soit réalisé dans ton cœur tous les jours.
I appreciate you very much and just who you are. It's awesome. It's a huge blessing to my soul.
Il apprécie beaucoup, puis juste de le connaître, c'est vraiment un cadeau.
Nathalie? Je peux te dire que même quand je regarde dans ton visage, je peux voir la gloire de Dieu.
I can say that even when I look at your face, I can see the glory of God.
Il n'y a aucun doute que tu es une personne qui est amoureuse avec Jésus.
There's no doubt that you're someone that's in love with Jesus.
J'apprécie énormément ta passion de chanter ce que le Seigneur met sur ton cœur.
I really appreciate the passion to sing what God puts in your heart.
Toute ta personnalité rayonne avec quand tu chantes les chants de Dieu.
All your personality is like shining when you sing the song of God.
Le Seigneur t'utilise dans ma vie de me rappeler combien son cœur est ému par une foi sainte.
Lord, you uses you in my life to remind me how much his heart is
his heart is moved.
His heart is moved in simple things.
My childlike faith is what I was trying to say. Childlike faith.
Comme une foi d'enfant.
Voilà. Je vois cette foi simple dans ton cœur. Et merci beaucoup d'avoir partagé ton cœur avec le groupe et d'avoir été ouvert à chaque personne, d'avoir montré les dons que Dieu t'a donnés.
I see this childlike faith in you, in your heart. And I want to thank you to share your heart with everyone and to show the gift that God has given you.
Merci beaucoup d'avoir partagé ton cœur avec moi.
Thanks a lot for sharing your heart with me and the group.
Je suis plus riche à cause de ton influence dans ma vie.
I'm richer because of your influence in my life.
Brandon, you are a man who leads us, even though you may not realize it.
C'est un homme qui nous dirige, qui nous lead, même si des fois il s'en rend pas compte.
And your roots in the Lord allow us to dig deeper in you.
Et tes racines en Dieu nous permettent d'aller plus profondément en lui.
Specifically in the promises and the truths of God.
Spécifiquement dans les promesses et les vérités de Dieu.
I so appreciate your words of encouragement to me and how much you allow Jesus' compassion to flow through you.
J'apprécie beaucoup les paroles les mots d'encouragement que pour moi et que qui laisse la compassion de Jésus se répandre à travers nous.
Your cutting edge of faith in God and your evident security in Him is a blessing to my soul.
Ta foi est très bien coupée.
Aiguisée comme un couteau.
Ouais, ouais, c'est ça. Qui est très bien aiguisée en Dieu. Et ta sécurité évidente en lui. Et c'est une bénédiction pour mon âme.
Thank you for demonstrating to me the heart of humility and the utter dependence on Christ to let Him live His life through.
Merci de démontrer le cœur d'humilité puis de dépendance à Dieu que tu démontres dans ta vie.
Mm-hmm. The authenticity of relationship with the Lord and with Julie is a consistent encouragement to my heart.
Mon authenticité dans ta relation avec Dieu et avec Julie, c'est un encouragement consistant dans mon cœur.
Thank you for being who you are and for allowing the Lord to express Himself through you in music. Your gift is incredible.
Merci pour être qui tu es, puis pour laisser Dieu s'exprimer librement dans ta vie, à travers toi et dans ta musique. Ton nom est incroyable.
Alex. Mon frère, je suis pas sûr si je suis capable de dire combien mon âme a été bénie par l'expression de ton âme devant nous et devant les gens qui sont venus au concert.
My brother, I don't know if I'm able to express my reconnaissance.
Gratefulness.
Your gratefulness and all of the people and all the crowd when you were singing. So.
En février, le Seigneur t'a utilisé encore une fois à nouveau de mobiliser pour le peuple français.
De me mobiliser.
Et le Seigneur l'a utilisé de encore une fois. Enfin, à nouveau, de me briser pour le peuple français.
Okay. In February, God used you to break my heart again for French people.
Il est évident, même plus qu'évident, que tu connais la sécurité et le refuge que tu as en Christ.
It's even more evident that you know the security and the refuge you have in Christ.
Quand tu chantes et quand ton âme souffre vers tous les spectateurs, moi inclus, c'est comme une épée qui vient directement de ta bouche pour percer chaque cœur qui t'écoute.
When you sing and where your soul is opening your mouth, it's used and for all the crowd and even Adam.
So it's like a sword coming out of his mouth that it pierces the heart.
No, I'm sorry. Okay, as long as the message gets out, we just want to.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Ce que tu amènes à cette équipe est quelque chose plus qu'un chant, mais une ambiance qui guide toute l'équipe vers le cœur de Dieu.
what you bring at, for this theme, it's more in the song. It's in an ambience, is that word? That leads all the team towards the art of God.
Merci pour ta passion de chanter à un peuple qui est largement fermé à l'évangile.
Thanks for your passion to sing to a people that is completely closed to the gospel.
Good for it. Jim, your burden for the entire body of Christ, particularly as expressed and represented in our team, has been remarkable.
Ton fardeau pour le corps de Christ est particulièrement exprimé et représenté dans notre équipe.
I've been greatly encouraged to see the way the Lord has used you to speak in every person's life, a word of edification or a comforting passage of Scripture.
J'ai été vraiment encouragé à la manière que Dieu utilise de parler à chaque personne ici, puis à travers la parole.
I greatly appreciate how the Lord has used you to minister to us, even as you are going through trials and tribulations and difficulties with your family, and particularly with your daughter.
C'était remarquable de voir qu'il pouvait nous encourager puis nous parler même quand lui passait par des moments difficiles de sa vie.
Thanks for having an open heart and a culture that you cannot even communicate with.
Merci pour le temps que tu as avec tous ces gens dans un pays où est-ce que tu n'as pas le droit de t'exprimer comme tu veux.
I wonder actually if you've said more than anybody else just in showing tangible compassion to people here in France.
Il se demande actuellement s'il a dit plus que nous autres on peut le dire dans la manière qu'il montre sa compassion pour tout le monde ici.
Bless you. Maud, j'apprécie comment tu viens à côté de quelqu'un, de l'encourager et l'aider comme ils ont besoin.
I really appreciate how you come beside someone to encourage him and to help him how they need it.
J'avais observé la façon que tu amènes tes dons spirituels pour édifier quelqu'un d'autre.
I observe how you, the way you bring your gifts to edify someone else.
C'est encourageant de voir aussi
l'honnêteté.
Que tu possèdes, surtout au milieu de tes relations avec les gens de l'équipe.
It's encouraging to see your honesty in front of all the relations in the team.
Merci d'avoir partagé avec nous les choses que Dieu a fait dans ta vie.
Thanks for sharing with us what God has done in your life.
Surtout comme tu as raconté ton témoignage hier.
Specifically when you're talking about your testimony yesterday.
Merci pour ton esprit ouvert qui nous bénit.
Thanks for your open mindedness is blessing us.
Même si il paraît des fois que tu n'es pas tu es un petit peu behind the scenes
backstage. Does that mean that?
Yeah. Ouais. Bah, plutôt, comme je disais, ton don est de venir à côté de quelqu'un et l'aider. Et ça, c'est également important. Également. Peut-être plus important.
Ce n'est pas au premier plan. Even though you're not like in the... you're like behind the scene and everything that's going on. It's just a blessing to see you blessing everyone else on the team.
And it's equally important. And equally, maybe more important to those that are very busy. Alors, c'est également même plus important.
Je pense que tu te rends pas compte de l'effet que tu as quand tu vois quelqu'un à côté de lui. Quand tu viens me voir tout seul là, puis tu me parles là, ça. Love you.
I'm just crying because
that's what we're there talking about in the last days. Mm-hmm. She was wondering why she's there, why she's running. Mm. I'm just, I mean, that she hears it from someone else and she knows it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why we got married.
Mr. the one.
We always love crying the same way.
I've asked Adam to pause for a minute and just ask the Lord to minister. You know. To the ones that have been spoken to, and I want to, I appreciate you responding, what you're hearing, because I think in all of us, we want to respond.
Dina responded.
We see some of the same. We see some of the same things.
It's in the family.
I'm so pleased that you're here because the mission from Quebec, you're in the center of it. It doesn't matter if you, you know, the group from Quebec is necessary. It's the, you know, the only person missing that I really wonder about is Jean-Sébastien.
Il dit que le groupe du Québec c'est vraiment essentiel ici, puis la seule personne qui manque de l'écoute, c'est Jean-Sébastien.
And every time I've spoken to you, you're so steady. I don't have to worry about you.
Chaque fois que tu vois, tu es tout le temps stable, il revient de.
Je comprends
que
c'est
ça.
I understand.
And when I speak French and Dean, you're always French. And you always help me. I appreciate you. I'm very pleased you're here. Brandon, I want to say something to you. I've learned things about you. You know, you're intense. And I appreciate that. I appreciate the balance that you walk in. Because you have not judged me. You understand what I'm talking about? I know you could judge me. And I love you for that. I've been praying the Lord would use you to at the depths of your, what he said, at the depths of your heritage.
J'ai prié Dieu pour avoir l'héritage que tu as de la profondeur que tu as en Christ.
You know, your heritage has wounded you.
Ton héritage t'a blessé.
So when you speak from your heritage, it always has to be by grace. And I know you know that. That's why you're mute. That's why he's mute. But you're going to find that way, I promise you. You're going to find that way to speak from your reservoir through grace. It'll be a tremendous encouragement. Alex, you have one of the biggest hearts I've ever seen. And I've been praying for you because I know that when you put your heart around something, you'll serve with all you have. You're a leader. People watch what you do. And I believe you'll lead in ways that are very unfamiliar to you. And I said it earlier, Jesus wants to walk through Convenevoir and he wants to walk through Fisherie. You're one of the guys he's going to walk through. People will do what you do, Alex. That'll be a burden for you. I'm so pleased you're here. I know you know that. I just want to say it again. I'm so pleased that you're here. Brendan, seems like whenever I have a chance to talk to you, I'm always correcting you about something. You have no idea how proud I am. Every time you open your mouth about the Lord, it's just so rich. It's taken me a lifetime to learn the things that you know. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's true, you're just so full of joy. You know, I don't want to squelch that. You're like a slingshot. It's like God has taken a stone and just shot it out there. You understand that? A slingshot. Like an arrow.